This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Leprey. In South Florida, climate change means higher seas, stronger storms, and hotter summers. That could make the region unlivable within a couple hundred years. But scientists say if the world takes steps like reducing carbon emissions, we could buy ourselves some time. WLRN's Kate Stein says a group of concerned citizens is trying to get that message out.
So you're not coming across like, I am a climate scientist. You're saying, I'm a concerned citizen.
Caroline Lewis is director of the Miami-based CLIO Institute. Her organization trains climate speakers, people who want to educate others about climate change science and solutions. On Wednesday night, Lewis encouraged about a dozen prospective climate speakers to tackle climate change by talking about what moves them.
Where is that fire in your belly, as we Trinidadians like to call it?
For Tara Malachi from Miami's Model City neighborhood, it's connecting climate change to how people in low-income communities will be disproportionately affected.
I live in an area that's of low socioeconomic status, and I'm very concerned about what would happen to that community or my community if we were impacted by some large major weather event.
For her son, Tyler Colebrook, a senior at Doctors Charter High School, it's politics. He said he wasn't initially that excited to come here about climate change.
Once it started getting into territory I was kind of familiar with, I kind of started getting into it. Politics is such a big influence on something like this.
CLIO staff say they're scheduling the next climate speakers training, which will be open to the public. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.